Right, I'll tell you what, let's get to a developing story around a shutdown of schools in the Kamasoi area. That's between Hazy View and White River. Now, if you know your geography, that's areas just outside the Kruger Park, I would think, in Mpumalanga. So, my guest is Mthobisi Mkhalipi, who's the SABC journalist there in Mpumalanga. Appreciate your time, Mthobisi. Thanks for joining us. Thank you. All right, set the scene for us. What's happened here?
Here in Kamasoi, the teachers who are affiliated to different unions, labor unions, Nehau, Satu, and Natu, they embarked on a protest action. They are saying that they are concerned with safety in schools. This protest action was triggered by an incident that occurred in one of the schools known as Jerusalem last week, where criminals entered the school by cutting a fence, and then they allegedly assaulted the pupils there before robbing teachers of their belongings, such as cell phones, and then they took one of the vehicles and fled the scene. However, the vehicle was later recovered.
So the issue at this point is, in fact, an issue around criminal activity that's encroached onto schools, as you've just mentioned, and clearly an issue of the schools and their teachers and the learners not being protected, yeah?
That is what they are complaining about, and they are saying that this is not the first incident. We remember that even last year, similar incident occurred in fact, many schools around the Marite area where teachers were robbed of their cell phones, tablets, money, and they even took food that is provided by government through the school nutrition program. So there were several memorandum of grievances that were forwarded to the Department of Education and also the police. So they are saying now they want the MEC of Education, Wenakele Matshuba, and also the MEC for Safety, Security and Liaison, and the Police Commissioner to intervene. That's why they are saying that they're not going back to work until this matter is resolved, because it's not the first time that teachers and learners are attacked while on school.
Okay, so they're not going back to work. So how many schools are affected?
There are many schools, although I cannot say at the moment how many schools are affected by the fact that the teachers have down tools. But they said all the schools around the Kamasoi area, teachers have decided to down tools, and they are going to be part of this protest action. And what they are saying is that if their demands are not met, they are going to close all the schools in the Lowveld region. They can even go as far as closing schools in the province, because they want this issue to be taken seriously. NATO is also saying that they want the department to ensure that surveillance cameras are installed in schools, and also they want the security guards to be provided with firearms, because the security guards who are guarding schools do not have firearms. That's what I'm
meaning. What has been the reaction of parents? Have you been able to get that reaction?
Parents are concerned, are also concerned that their kids are not safe while at school, but also they are concerned now that there is this protest action, and now it means that their kids are now going to are disrupted, in fact, as the teaching and learning is not taking place, so they're falling behind in their studies. So they also want to see this matter resolved as soon as possible.
And what about the Education MEC?
Well, the department, we spoke to the spokesperson for the education department, who said that there is a meeting that is scheduled to take place tomorrow between the MEC for education and also the representative of the unions. He says that they are taking this matter seriously as well. However, on the issue of security guards being provided with firearms, he said the department, they don't think that that is a good idea, because when these security guards are provided with firearms, they also become targets, because some of these criminals, they want to come and rob them of these firearms. So what they're going to do is to sit down with the representative of the union, and also they are going to come up with programs where they are going to engage communities, because some of these criminals live around the same communities where the incidents take place. So they are going to engage them and ensure that they deal with this matter.
Well, I mean, besides, you know, teachers and learners being without now their mobile phones or money or whatever they've been robbed of, I think the psychological impact, the trauma of being attacked in a school, both for teachers and learners, I mean, that is hugely traumatic. I mean, is that being addressed?
That is another thing that is raised by the labor unions, to say that they are being affected, teachers. Hence, they want the Department of Education to come up with a program as to what is that they're going to do and how are they going to assist children or pupils, and also the teachers who are affected psychologically because of such incidents.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to tell us before I let you go?
It's only that we will wait tomorrow to hear the outcome of that meeting. Then we will know the way forward, because they have threatened that the unions, that they are not going back to work if the matter is not addressed.
Okay, let's leave it at that. Mthobisi Mkalipi, who's SABC journalist in Mpumalanga.